Mitzar Echod, we just finished Purim 10 days ago. We know that our celebrations are not just historic memories, but they're lessons to strengthen us in the present and in the future. So, certainly comes at an appropriate time because the world is definitely a very precarious situation, very dangerous place today. Nobody knows what's going on with the crazy and evil people that would almost do anything without any human limitations. And Purim, of course, reminds us that when the worst diabolic plot against us was orchestrated, just everything practically in a moment. Not really in a moment, because the Megillah traces the events over a period of, I think, 12 years. The coincidences, if you will, in quotes, which led to this Venabuchu. But the Maisa, when it came about, it was very dramatic, almost in a moment, everything turned around. And certainly that's a lesson for us, for Chizuk, for Bitochon. Lohidia shekol kevecha lo yevoishu. That's what the Brisker Rav says. What's the Lohidia shekol kevecha? Just because it happened to them, that means kol kevecha, anyone who hopes to Hashem, lo yevoishu. So he says, because it's mechazik, I guess what he means is it's mechazik emotionally. The Pasuk says, Mi goy gadol asher elokim krovim elov, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. When we draw close to Hashem, Hashem is there for us. And we saw an example of it in Purim. They did tshuva, they were mispalel, and fasted, and, you know, turned around the situation so quickly, so dramatically. So b'chol kareinu elov, that Hashem is there for us. And that's a lesson for the future, that intellectually we know, the Pasuk says so, it's a statement of truth. But emotionally, we need pictures to fire up the emotion and to see, and that's what we had. There's another picture that we have. It's been going around recently. It's in the last, actually, since Purim, and that's the picture of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichrono Livracha, a level of Hasmoda, a level of Bikias, a level of Avas HaTorah, something that was unusual to see, rare to see, and also a source of inspiration. Nobody is going to be expected, nor capable, probably, of replicating that. Certainly we don't want anyone to mimic that, because mimicry is nothing. That's for parrots and maybe monkeys, I don't know. But we can grow from it. Just like the famous Shmuis that the Rosh Hashiva always said, Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Seeing Hillel learning in such poverty is Machayev Aniyim who don't have money to learn. How you talking? If the Yoni can do it, it's Mechuyev without Hillel. And if he can't do it, doesn't have the ability, so who cares if there was a hill in the world? I don't have the ability. Teretz says, seeing that picture creates new abilities. Seeing the level of Hasmoda and Yedias and Amelus and just Hasmoda, but the preciousness of every second, that certainly is a picture that inspires us with the Chashivus HaTorah and the can enhance our ability. Not just our desire, but our ability. We get newfound ability, just like Hillel was Mechayev Aniyim, seeing such a picture. Maybe I've said over here once, but my first encounter with Reb Chaim, when he was a young man, came to purchase his father's Sforim in single volumes. And it's like a pile like this of volumes. And he counted, he was metapel with it, so he counted them up, made a cheshbon, how much money. Then he said, you know, we're not going to count it again because it's chaval lazman, could be learning in that time. So if we made a little mistake, we should be moichel, you know, each other. And, you know, like this idea that every second count, how long did it take to count, you know? And it's, when I had to speak the other day about, you know, some kind of divrei zikoron, so my son asked Reb Israel Orbach, his brother-in-law, you know, like, what, you have a story, what should you talk about? So he told the following story. He says, he was a young man, he asked his father, he said, from the time I make Netilas Yodayim in the morning until I can make Birchas HaTorah, I don't know what he had to go to the bathroom or be dressed, or I don't know what he was exactly, but whatever. He said, I can't learn. What am I supposed to do? Like, that was his, his father came up with a chop. You can say the names of the Masechtas. You could say brochas, peyah, dema, you know, like, I guess that's, you're allowed to say it before Birchas HaTorah, but yet it's still loyamushu karina be, you know, vagisa loyamush sefer HaTorah zevi picho, vagisa, I mean, such concepts, but we can learn from that. And the truth of the matter is that we have to learn from that, because the source of our avas Hashem, the relationship with Hashem, as Chazal say, the Sifri says Beferish, Rashi brings it, through the Torah we enhance and increase our appreciation of Hashem, recognition of Hashem through the learning, and the Mela, then that leads us, of course, when we recognize Him, we see the depths and the concern for every minute nuance of detail, or even and everything has such dikduke dinim, and that gives a person a sense of, you know, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Everything is serious, everything is real, everything is meaningful, and the Minolim Chaveroi is endless, and Mela, that brings us to love Hashem. There's another thing that we find that brings the person to love Hashem, and that's seeing the Hashgacha Pratis. And Hashgacha Pratis is something that is not shaykh. I had an experience recently with a young man who was completely, completely off the derech. I mean, like, told me beferish. Like, he's, you know, he learned yeshivas, he learned post-high school in yeshivas. He knows, young? But what?
How much young?
What?
How young?
26, something like that.
26,
you know, whatever it is. Well, let me just see. Yeah. So anyway, and he, you know, completely off. But so he was talking. He says, you know, doesn't have anything, doesn't believe, doesn't this, doesn't that. I started talking about Hashgacha Pratis, and all of a sudden he says, I got to think through in my own life to see if I, you know, in a very innocent way, very not a rebellious way or a cynical way, just, yeah, I bet you I had such thing. And he realized, and he was a smart boy, and he realized that, yeah, everybody sees the Yad Hashem, but it just passes us right by, we don't even notice it. And really, the probably one, if not the Iker Avodah, in the Avodas HaPesach, in the Yontif HaPesach, is to come to realize the Hashgachas Hashem. Ramban says that through all the Nisim Gluyim that we saw in Mitzrayim, we come to recognize the Nisim Nistorim. He says, and one who doesn't recognize the Nisim Nistorim, he says a very strong lotion like Ein Lo Chelek B'Teras Hashem, something like that. There's no Chelek in the whole Torah, because that's the essence. The essence of the Torah really is, the Sefer HaChinuch calls it, the Mofsim Sichliyim and the Mofsim Gashmiyim. The Mofsim Sichliyim are the brilliance of the Torah, the depth of the Torah, the sensitivity of the Torah, the extent of Bein Olam Chaveroi, the extent of Diktuk, that's mind-boggling, that every Nakuda and every little nuance, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Nega Lenega, that makes colossal differences. That's in Mofsim Sichliyim. And Moipsim Gashmiim, the Parsha Hashem's Ashkocho, the miracles that we see every day in life. But it sounds like, it sounds like that if we're not Mazkir constantly Yetzias Mitzrayim, that means on the anniversary to relive it with the Seder and all of the props that help us relive this, and to be Mesaper, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in that environment that can truly inspire us to the extent that Chayev Odom Liris Es Atzmo Kilo Yotzim Mitzrayim, it becomes so vivid, the stories, the miracles, the all the details of the Nisim v'Nifloys and Hashkocha that become so real to me. I'm so, another one, it's as if it happened to me. It's Lahavdil Lefavdolus. Sometimes if someone tells a story, I was going to give another example, but sometimes if someone tells a story and they tell it with all the details, it becomes confusing as to whether I was there or whether I just heard it. You know, when you hear the details in such vivid color and in three dimension and in color and in music and in real time, it's like, yeah, I was there. No, I wasn't there. I just heard it. No, I think I was I there or not? I mean, it's happened, I'm sure, to everybody, because, and this is to relive it, and we begin to see, we begin to feel. And then the Ramban says, what's the ikar of all that? The ikar is to, from that, come to realize the nisim nistorim, come to see the hashgocha in one's own life. Because the truth of the matter is, the most personal aspect of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my personal relationship. What he does for me, how he's involved in my life. The fact that he's involved in your life is very inspiring, is very nice, is very comforting. But the love, the connection, the dveikus, the real kesher, that comes from the fact that he's involved in my life. And the Ramban says that through focusing on the Nisim Gluyim, we become more sensitized. We realize that Hashem is controlling everything and nothing happens by accident, and there is no teva, and he's the Baal ha-teva, he's the, as we say in every day in the everything. And the more we come to realize that, then the more we have that personal relationship and that personal connection, which is really the key to everything. You know, many people feel guilty that I'm not constantly thinking about Hashem. Really should. He's in control of everything. I think I'm smart, so I make money. I have an MBA, so I do very well in business. I'm talented, so I do well in other things. And we sort of, you know, forget about Hashem. Sometimes, even in you know, I say it all the time, it's shaykh for even a yeshiva bocher to wake up in the morning to say Moed Ani and say the Birchas HaShachar and come to Davin on time and say the Pesukei de Zimra and say the Birchas Kriya Shema and say the Shmona Esrei and say the Kedusha and listen to Chazaros HaShatz and say Tachron and say Ashri and say Avodat Zion and say Oleinu and say the Yom and say Tehillim and sit and learn all day long and eat breakfast and say the Amitzi and say Birchas HaMozen and eat lunch and say and come again and Davin Mincha and learn Musar and learn the afternoon Seder, and then eat again, and make a brochus again, and then come again, and a night Seder, and daven Meirav, and everything, and finally go to sleep and say, I'm apil,
and
never once think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think it's not true, or if you think it can't be, try it. Now, by the way, once you try it, you'll see that you do think, because that's like, you know, don't think about white elephants in the room. But Lamaisa, that's what it is. So we have to, and this, the recognition of Hashem's Hashkocha helps us. The Pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, ki mimini balemut. I place Hashem in front of me all the time, because from my right, he never allows me to falter. So I think the pshat over there, Rashi learns, is how do I have the ability to constantly think and keep the focus on Hashem? because he's right here by my right side. He doesn't let me fall. He's always mashgiach. He's always taking care of me. There's such hashgocha protis. And memela, because of that, I'm able to constantly focus and realize that everything is from Hashem. I would like to just... What?
What was that?
Shivisi Hashem l'negdi som.
I didn't
talk to
the answer.
He says, because of the fact that he's only there on my right side taking care of me, he doesn't let me falter, he doesn't let me fall, he doesn't let anything happen, he takes care of me, he protects me, he watches me, that allows me that because of that, I could Shivisi Hashem l'negdi som. Because I feel that personal connection, that personal involvement, Mamela, I could have that. I would like to just suggest briefly just one thing. In the precarious, dangerous, confusing times in which we live, I think the Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somi is so crucial. I think that the schus of one being focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with people differently when they're focused. The tachlis of everything is to bring us to haskil v'yodeoisi, to know Hashem, is to bring us to dveikus v'Hashem. Odom l'nivro, the Mesil Hashem says, elis anegal Hashem. So we want to keep that front and center. And especially in times of danger, it's, you know, the Arizal, I mentioned this before, the Arizal, it's brought from the Arizal, he says, when we say the words in Es Tzamachtov et Kidishu, Oscho Kivinu Kol Ayoim, we have hoped for your Yeshua all day long, he says, and that sounds like all day long we're hoping for the Yeshua. And he says, if a person thinks about all the tzoros that he has at that time, it's some kind of a skula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to his tzoros. But we have to be able to have that. And the way to have that is by Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somi. No matter what happens, I'm working, it's really Hashem. We learned last night that the person who has ishtadlus and he has a job and he has a paycheck, as soon as he has that paycheck and he now feels he has a shtickle parnosa, he's okay, he should recognize that that's nothing. That's all from Hashem. That he just needs that just to be able to have a little bitochon. It's a whole arichos there by that. But in reality, it's all Hashem. And now especially we need that. And it seems that the key to doing that is to recognize Hashem's Ashgocha Protis. And there's two things. To recognize the Moifsim Gashmiim and the Moifsim Sichlim of the Torah. When a person learns, that's what Rashi says, how do you come to this relationship with Avtas Hashem Elokecho, Kol Avovcho, B'shnei Tzorecho. The Tzohor is going to melt in front of the, because of the love of Hashem. Kol Nafshecho, not Stam, Afilu Hu Noite Les Nafshecho. Even B'shas, he's taking my life, I'm still loving him. And I'm still loving him. How do you get there? When a person sees the beauty, the depth of the Torah, and a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha in his life, those two things, the Mufsim Sichliyim and Gashmiyim, come together to bring a tremendous sense of Avas Hashem and a connection to Hashem. And then, because Kimimini Balemoit, the Mela Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. I think that we're not focused enough on the tzoros that people find themselves in today. There are people that are in such life-threatening matzovim, not only Ukraine and so many, we don't even know what's going on over there. But people with illnesses that are just like, you know, mamish, who knows? They need such rachmi d'shmaya, such choshev people, some great people. Other tzoros that people have, the tzoros were surrounded by tzoros. And mitzad echad, we have to do what we have to do. We can't become overwhelmed, and we can't get depressed, and we can't break down, and we can't become dysfunctional. It's a shame. We should be thinking about these things all the time. We should be shivisi. We should be kiddushu oscho kivinu kol ayoyim. Kol ayoyim. We shouldn't be Masiach Das from the Tsoros over there in Ukraine. We shouldn't be Masiach Das from the fact that so many people are sick. We shouldn't be Masiach Das from the fact that so many people are needy of Yeshuas in so many different areas of life. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we should become, what, lose our minds and become depressed, and but it should be there. It should be there. And every krechts that we feel for somebody else, it leaves a roshim. It helps min hashamayim. And every time I feel a krechts for somebody else, and I think, oh, Hashem has to help. I once again turn to Hashem. I once again think about Hashem. I once again begin to hope a little bit to Hashem. That's another schus that can bring about nisim and nifloyim. So I just think, at this time, I just think we should, I'm almost finished, we should sensitize ourselves a little more. And the Mela will be able to bring about, we're starting the month of the Geula, and there's two kinds of Geula. There's a Geula to the Klal Yisrael, there's a Geula of the individuals. Re'evo and Yeinu, we make the Brocha Klal Yisrael, is for the individual Tzoros. And then for the future of Klal Yisrael, we make a Tzemach Dovid and so forth. Hashem should help us on both.
People,
I'm sorry.
Feeling people's pain brings us.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Maybe we don't have hope for Hashem.
We don't have that. Okay, look, so whatever we can, we can. You know, the truth of the matter is, if you're not Masiach Das, that leads to Bitochen. If a person knows there is a Tzoros, they say, what am I going to do? Let's count to Hashem, let's turn to Hashem, let's daven. You know, we're davening, we daven Shemone Esther every day. So we say, at least there, you know who, and then the bitochen comes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shever Oyevim Machnia Zeidim. We can be machazik ourselves. We should have to take it seriously. Have to take life seriously. We're so far, you know, these people are being bombed. Who knows if they say there's 3 million refugees there, and there's supposed to be 750,000 Jews there. Who knows how many of them are our brothers and sisters? Refugees, they're people that die, and then refugees that are alive and have a life that's I don't know, say worse than death, but that's mamish, you know, everything lost, everything left, everything this, starting over, not knowing the language, not having any money, not having any food, living in sleeping on the floors. Who knows what they're going through? You have to have a little bit of. Yeah, I'm sorry, somebody said something.
Feeling those people's pain brings about a zechus for. What?
Well, definitely, when you feel a person's pain, so what do? You say, oh, you give a crisis, Rabbeinu Shalom. Either I'm counting on you to help them, I'm hoping that you'll help them, or I'm asking you to help them. All of those are schusim that will help them. So from that krechts will definitely come hatsola to some extent for some people somewhere. And
the mindset should be definitive that you're going to help him?
I don't know. Whatever extent of, if a person can say Shever Oiv Machnia Zeidim, and that inspires his bitochen, then of course that's good. If not, whatever extent. Hope. Remember, bitochen saves. Hope saves. Even if I'm not 100% sure, and tefillah saves. There's so much we can do. I think we have to do it.